Okay, so Andrew, you are here to make an audio walk for the city of Aix-en-Provence with Lise and Zhu Yong. Can you maybe let us know something about the project?
Yes, it's going to be called Open City X, and it's it's the most recent of many sound walks that I will have done in cities around the world, and it's going to be an hour and a half long, and to take people through different parts of the city, different areas of the city with different kind of sonic characteristics, and it's going to be a really varied experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, your audio walks are always strongly connected with the sites on many different levels. And here also in Aix-en-Provence, you have worked on a different kind of issue, historical or social, geographical aspects of the place have you worked with. Can you describe a little bit your methodology to when you engage with context, when you start working in a new city like Aix?
Should I say? I think I should. I have a methodology that I apply when I do the walk. I often pick a particular kind of theme or angle relating to the context. Mm-hmm. And I think in X, there's something about the affluence or the apparent affluence of the city, and the contrast between the centre and the external, the les banlieues, and beyond that, I think it's that throws up interesting possibilities in terms of taking people through in environments. So yeah, the context is informed by the nature of the city itself.
Mm-hmm. So in X, what you struck you most maybe was this contrast between different parts of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have you decided to traverse all these different parts of the city together?
Yes. The point is that we're gonna cross the center of the city and to go somewhere on the suburb and to see how it goes from an old center to a new center, or is not still the center, and to arrive to after the road.
Yeah, we'll pass through a number of thresholds. So I think there's a number of points where are we? Are we in this area or are we within that area? And the kind of point where you're kind of in both or neither, that's an interesting thing to explore and to feel what it's like to operate across both. I mean, bridges are really good examples of those kind of spaces. And yeah, they have their very own kind of characteristic and sound characteristic too.
Yeah, so it would be a walk connecting different vision on the city of Aix-en-Provence by connecting different places that are maybe not often visited by both people living in Aix and tourists.
Yes.
I hope.
No.
I didn't know the place we are gonna visit at the end of the sound walk.
You mean the Fondation Vassarelli?
Is it unusual place for the people who live in Aix-en-Provence?
I wouldn't say that in the sense that that's an exhibition venue where there are often vernissage or events.
Yeah.
So I guess many people living in Aix go there, I would say, on a regular basis, maybe. But I imagine you have, I know that you have selected a particular route that goes there, which is not probably the same route as which is done every day by car or by public transport to arrive at the Fondazione Vasarely.
Yeah, I think that's something really important. We're walking, you know, we're not driving. We're
exactly.
Walking. And that gives you other possibilities. You know, you couldn't drive the way we're going.
Yeah, exactly. And how we established a relationship as a group? How have you arrived working together, selecting a path and...
First of all,
and how does this enter this group dimension, this this idea of working together and release, how does this inform the walk?
For me, personally, it was great opportunity to meet the technology that I was not used to, that I was not familiar. Actually, I'm very far from technology most time, and then because of Andrew, I could play with this machine recorder and the headset. So I was a good opportunity to discover a kind of new world. Me, and then what was your question after?
How have you arrived at working together, which is always a challenge in my opinion, which is always very good, it always enriches what you do, but it's always a little bit of a challenge as well. And how does this group dimension inform the final work?
I think that we're gonna listen it at the in the end. It's alright. It's alright. Everyone have something to say, to bring, to share, and I think we can say answer to this question in the end.
What I can say now is that because Andrew is professional artist in this area, I asked quite a lot of questions in working on the street, and maybe some kind of question, practical question or vague, not practical question.
More general.
I didn't feel difficult to ask something, and he answered me easily, quickly, and I felt he was quite open, and I was open either, so.
I mean, my feeling is that there's a framework, there's a methodology. This is a new methodology for me, I have to say, but I think the walk itself, it's a framework into which different people can contribute. And I think it's we all have different skills, different approaches, but I think this gives us a meeting place where we can produce something that is, again, kind of greater than the constituent parts of within the project. I think there's something more far-reaching, and the fact that Pierre, who came in to do the to do an interview with us, having the expertise of people like that, and the support of the technicians and the academic staff here, that's been brilliant in terms of enabling us to do all this. It's been a really truly collaborative project.
And have you recognized some particular sound marks in Aix-en-Provence, some particular some places which are particularly interesting from your point of view, from your personal point of view, not only from their acoustic or sound feature, but on many different levels, thanks to this exploration that you have been making of the city.
From a personal point of view, it's always the water we so the fountains are lots. There are lots of fountains, and all of them make some different sound and power.
For me, frankly speaking, everything was new because this technology, I think I imagine it existed since long time. Recorder, it's a recorder. But I've never used this kind of recorder, and the sound through the headphone with quite good quality recorder was everything was new for me. Sound of wind. Everything was new for me, and sometimes
everything was emphasized by the fact that you were recording and at the same time listening to what you were recording.
Yeah, because it was my first time. Yeah, yeah, I could hear, which was interesting. In this atelier experience, is that I could hear what I couldn't hear before through the mic, good mic. It's a very simple thing, yeah. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
it. It's a little bit like a kind of sonic microscope, isn't it? Where you it's more sensitive.
Absolutely.
And I think for me, something about the architecture and the way that sound behaves within the streets of the city, the narrow streets, the wider streets, the open spaces. So I've been really struck by the differences in the archaeological architectural spaces.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Elena.
Hope you can do something with that.
For me, it's horrible to have questions, have a mic in the middle and answer to the question.
Je dois seulement presser ici.
Oui.
Vous connaissez ces.
Oui, c'est stop.